Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, at least 7 football fans are reported to have been killed in a stampede in Kenya. The details in a moment. In the English Premier League, Chelsea go 5 points clear at the top. Ronaldo hits 4 goals for Real Madrid. And Sebastian Vettel will be on pole in career. So first to Africa, and it's being reported that at least 7 people have been killed in a stampede at a football match between 2 of Kenya's top teams. It's thought dozens more have been injured. With more, the BBC's Nishat Lada.
The stampede took place on a rainy Saturday evening at the Nyayo National Stadium in Nairobi, just as the match between rivals AFC Leopards and Gor Mahia was kicking off. Crowds were pushing their way to get in. A Red Cross spokesman confirmed that 6 people were killed in a crush outside. Another died at Kenyatta National Hospital from injuries sustained. Reports suggest there was confusion as to how many gates were open for supporters to enter the ground. Jack Oguda, chief executive officer of the Kenya Premier League, is quoted as saying they plan to start an inquiry into the matter to establish why fans could not access the venue. Play was briefly halted, but the match was allowed to go on. In 2005, at least 1 person was killed during a World Cup qualifier between Kenya and Morocco at the Nyayo National Stadium, leading to a 2-year FIFA ban.
Nishat Lada reporting. Here in England, Chelsea have gone 5 points clear at the top of the English Premier League after a victory over Wolves. More in a moment, but first the main results from England and Scotland with James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Birmingham City 2, Blackpool 0. Chelsea 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. Sunderland 1, Aston Villa 0. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Everton 1. West Bromwich Albion 2, Fulham 1. West Ham United 1, Newcastle United 2. Wigan Athletic 1, Bolton Wanderers 1. Empire Championship. Burnley 0, Reading 4. Coventry City 3, Barnsley 0. Doncaster Rovers 2, Sheffield United 0. Hull City 1, Portsmouth 2. Millwall 2, Derby County 0. Norwich City 1, Middlesbrough 0. Nottingham Forest 2, Ipswich Town 0. Preston North End 4, Crystal Palace 3. Swansea City 2, Leicester City 0. Watford 0, Scunthorpe United 2. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Aberdeen 4, Hibernian 2. Hamilton Academical 1, St Johnston 2. Heart of Midlothian 3, St Mirren 0. Kilmarnock 1, Inverness Caledonian Thistle 2. Motherwell 2, Dundee United 1.
So another 3 points for Chelsea after their 2-0 victory over Wolves, but as the BBC's John Murray reports from Stamford Bridge, it wasn't a convincing performance.
Well, if they'd taken just some of their chances, we could have had one of the surprises of the season. But rather in the manner we've seen so many times from Manchester United over the years at Old Trafford, on a weekend after Champions League duty, Chelsea were slightly off-key, but did enough to win at home. And like the Old Trafford crowd can be, Stamford Bridge rather sat on its hands and waited for the 3 points to be collected at times. They were Malouda side-footing in midway through the first half, and substitute Kalou sealing it late on after a lovely flowing move. Wolves will take something from this through their current fearsome run of fixtures, but Chelsea, 5 home league wins out of 5 without conceding a goal this season. Old Trafford would approve of statistics like that.
Well, this was Chelsea's 8th successive clean sheet at home, proving their dominance at Stamford Bridge. But their Ivorian striker Didier Drogba says that's not something they consider when they take to the pitch.
We don't think about this record. I think we just come on the pitch and our objective is to win. Whenever we play at home or away, we want to win. And because we play at home, we know that we have to do everything to win, to take the 3 points. When you're playing away, okay, a draw can be fine. But we still try to win, so it's a good win.
Tottenham moved up to 3rd in the table with a 1-1 draw at home to Everton. From White Hart Lane, the BBC's Conor McNamara.
Everton's impressive recent recovery continues. Was it not for a big mistake from Tim Howard, they could have made it 3 wins in a row. As it was, Raphael van der Vaart capitalised on that goalkeeping error to score his 5th goal in the 4 games he's played so far at White Hart Lane. Earlier, Everton's Leighton Baines had rifled a fantastic free kick into the top corner. Tottenham found it hard to shift up a gear in the second half, perhaps showing fatigue from their trip to Milan in midweek. Everton will be worried that with Arteta and Osman already injured, Tim Cahill limped off with a knock before the end.
Well, the surprise package of the Premier League this season so far are newly promoted West Bromwich Albion, who are fourth in the table after a 2-1 victory over Fulham at the Hawthorns. Their manager, Roberto Di Matteo, is thrilled with their continuing success.
Oh, we are delighted with the win today. We had to come from one goal down, which takes a lot for a team to do that, but we responded really well after the goal, and we didn't concede too many chances to Fulham, but they went ahead with a good strike, and we were a bit unfortunate there, and then we scored two fantastic goals.
Top four. Did you honestly think at this stage of the season you'd be there?
No, I haven't looked at the table. We haven't been looking at the table. It's not important where we stand now. It's important where we're going to be at the end of the season, really.
In the pick of the other results, Sunderland moved up to seventh with a 1-0 win over Aston Villa. West Ham, though, remain rooted to the bottom of the table after a 2-1 defeat to Newcastle. In Spain, Cristiano Ronaldo lit up the Bernabeu with four goals as Real Madrid beat Racing Santander 6-1. Higuain and Ozil were also on target. The victory restores Real's one-point lead over Barcelona at the top of the table. Earlier, the World Player of the Year, Lionel Messi, scored both of Barcelona's goals in their 2-0 win at the bottom side Real Zaragoza. And in the day's late match, Mallorca beat Valencia 2-1. In Germany, Schalke's poor start to the Bundesliga season continued with a goalless draw at Eintracht Frankfurt. Werder Bremen defeated host Borussia Mönchengladbach 4-1. The Peruvian Claudio Pizarro sealed Bremen's win with his 134th Bundesliga goal. That's a record for a foreign player. In France, Stade Rennes were beaten 1-0 by Montpellier, their first loss in the league this season, but they remain top after second place Saint-Étienne were held to a 1-1 draw by Caen. Now to motor racing, and Red Bull Sebastian Vettel will be on pole position for the first ever Korean Grand Prix. He'll be joined on the front row by his teammate and championship leader Mark Webber. From Yongan, the BBC's David Croft.
As it was in Japan a fortnight ago, Sebastian Vettel edged out his teammate Mark Webber by the slenderest of margins. He gambled on going for just the one timed lap. Webber took two attempts, but ultimately just couldn't extract the pace he needed. As the championship battle hops up then, Vettel's finding his form again at just the right time.
All in all, very pleased that straight away we went into quali and we had the pace. So, yeah. But happy for today and now looking forward to tomorrow.
If Red Bull found the pace, McLaren just couldn't extract any more when they needed it the most. So Lewis Hamilton starts behind Fernando Alonso in fourth. Was that the best he could have achieved?
I think so. We were quick through practice. I don't know where the time slipped away in qualifying, but we were very, very quick. And I got everything that I could possibly get out the car and more. And it still wasn't fast enough. So I don't know where they're gaining all that time, but, we're still in the fighting chance for the race.
And it's a race that no one completely knows how it will pan out. So don't rule out Jenson Button in seventh. But why did he struggle again in qualifying?
Generally low grip. I couldn't find any grip out this year. Disappointed to be that far down. Lewis was a lot quicker, but still only fourth. So a bit of head scratching going to be going on in a minute. But the good thing is I'm on the clean side and there's a couple of long straights after the start, so it's going to be a fun first lap.
And that first lap will be crucial for both McLarens. They have to find a way past as many cars as they can, otherwise this inaugural Korean Grand Prix might just be the day that the team and their drivers kiss goodbye to any title aspirations.
Some tennis news, and Roger Federer is through to the final of the Stockholm Open after a straight sets victory over Ivan Ljubicic. Federer will meet Germany's Florian Mayer in Sunday's final. Before we go, a reminder that Richard Connolly will be here with Sunday Sports World from 15 hours GMT. There'll be second half commentary on Manchester City against Arsenal. And that's all the latest world sport from the BBC.